This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yo, yo, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And it is the Zach Gelb Show, actually with Zach Gelb. Bart was in last week. JR was in this week. I was on vacation last week. I was working this week, but I was with Maggie and Perloff on Monday and Tuesday, and now back in the big chair today and tomorrow. Then I'm off on Friday, then we'll be back there on Monday. So we got a whole lot to do today. How was working with Bart, Stu? Getting the band back together.
Yeah, it was a good time with Bart. Bart is very fun and a good guy and good show.
Bart could be, how do I say this nicely?
Uh-oh.
He could be a little agitated at times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, little things become big things with Bart Winkler. And I'm a big fan, big fan of Bart Winkler. Did he go on any rants? Was he set off by anything that was pretty much innocuous that you guys are sitting there saying, man, he's just going off on something that really he shouldn't be going off on?
I mean, I feel like he always brings up the Giannis, you know, the whole everyone wants Giannis traded. I feel like he brought that up maybe twice in the few days that he was with us.
Any shots taken at me? Like when Gresh fills in, he always takes shots at me for the Backstreet Boys.
No shots like Gresh does, no.
And then you produced JR for how many years?
I'd say about a year and a half, maybe a little close to 2 years.
Yeah, and JR is always a good listen.
Yeah.
He's always an easy listen.
He definitely did not bash you.
Well, no. JR 100%. And I,
there's no shot he bashed you.
Yeah, JR and I, we did that draft show together for 3 years, I want to say. And we always had a very good relationship when we did that show together. We always enjoyed traveling around. So, no bashing. Samter, you bashed me when I was away?
Well, no, I bash you all the time, but that's like white noise at this point. No, JR didn't bash you, but he did bring up those draft shows, and he was just like,
"Yeah, oh, yeah.
Working with Zach wasn't my favorite thing in the world."
Mm,
he's like, Samter, Stu, you guys, love it. Gelb,
He didn't even work any of the draft shows with us. What are you talking about?
No, we were working with him this week.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Do you know who's in for me on Friday? Just wondering.
It is Ackerman's second best impersonation.
Oh, it is Gresh. Okay. Make sure at 5:40, Zach is back. All right. Just a noise crash.
We're definitely going to have a topic of how much you would pay to see Backstreet Boys at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah. All righty. It is time to update you on some of the biggest topics of the day with some audio. We get to a news brief right now.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Alrighty, let's start it off with Albert Breer. He was on Afternoon Drive on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. That's with our pals Nick Wilson and also Jonathan Peterlin. And this was Albert Breer. We know Dylan Gabriel's dealing with a hamstring injury. Shedeur Sanders is now dealing with an oblique injury. Here is Albert Breer on the battle between Dylan Gabriel versus Shedeur Sanders.
I was saying this before the depth chart came out. Like, I just think, like, at this point, they would feel more comfortable putting Dylan Gabriel in a regular season game than they would Shedeur Sanders. It does not mean that can't change in the next 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. It can, you know? But just as far as, like, what your comfort level would be if you're one of those coaches, like what their comfort level is with putting a guy in that game and having those guys start a game. I think that's the order, you know? And again, maybe that changes, but I don't think, you know, a few throws in a preseason game is going to be the sort of change agent for that a lot of people want it to be.
All right, I'll ask a question here. So Zach Jackson and Darryl Ryder both believe that Dylan Gabriel is nowhere close to being a starting quarterback in this league. Nathan Zagora joined us, and he said that, pretty much summarizing in a concise way, that if Kenny Pickett was healthy, he thought that he would have been the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns this year. Had a really good chance to win the job. And then you just hear right there from Albert Breer, oh, it's Dylan Gabriel over Shador if they were to start an NFL game tomorrow. What do we make of all that? Now, Zagora works for the team. Albert Breer is a big national reporter. And Darryl Ryder and Zach Jackson, they're there every day, but they cover the team for people that aren't associated and aren't getting a paycheck from the Cleveland Browns. What do we make of all that, Samter and Stu, where you hear Zagora, team guy, Breer, national guy, oh, it would have been Gabriel over Shador. And then the local guys and the guys that are watching all these OTAs are basically telling you, hey, Dylan Gabriel looks nowhere close from what we see out of him.
Well, I mean, listen, you have to take the guys who are watching practice every day, take their opinion out of it. But, you know, Albert Breer's been doing this for a long time. And not that these guys locally haven't, but there might be certain things that you aren't noticing because the local guys are also talking to the coaches. They're talking to the players behind the scenes. They're getting a lot of inside information. But a lot of the information, you know, I worked locally in Arizona and I worked for the Cardinals as well. So I saw both sides of it. And a lot of the information that's being given out, especially to the local media, is a lot more company line stuff, whereas the national media is able to maybe dive in a little bit deeper and get some other stuff. So I take both equally.
I think both could be right, and here's why.
Correct.
How many times have the Browns made an improper decision at the quarterback position? So Darryl Ryder and also Zach Jackson could be watching Dylan Gabriel and be like, ooh, this is stinky. But then the Browns still may say, oh, well, we drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round and Shador's a fifth round pick. And that's why we're going to still go with Dylan Gabriel if the opportunity did present itself. Now, how about, and I like Nathan Zagora. I do. That's the one guy in that broadcast team that I do like with him and Andrew Siciliano. I'm a big fan of Nathan Zagora. I think he's phenomenal anytime he comes on the show. But he told me straight out I was wrong for my theory, which is a lot of other people's theory, that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski didn't prefer to draft Shador Sanders. This was a Jimmy Haslam call. I thought that was a little bit interesting where he goes, yeah, you're wrong on that. Just straight up dismissed it. That's going to be the part, though, that I'm going to monitor where maybe we'll find out for it to be true down the road. Where if, let's say, Stefanski and Berry do want Dylan Gabriel, when is Haslam going to step in and say, okay, now you have to go to Shador? How long is the leash for Dylan Gabriel? Something to just kind of store away and monitor down the road. Kevin Stefanski, this was kind of lost in all this stuff about the Browns quarterback situation. I guess it's easier to tell you who is healthy. Joe Flacco's healthy. Stu Puntley is healthy. But we also know that Dylan Gabriel has a hamstring. We also know Kenny Pickett has a hamstring injury. And now Shador Sanders is dealing with an oblique. But Shador Sanders, I think it was two speeding violations so far of 100 miles an hour, which I remember Sanders like, oh, that's like no big deal. Going 160, no big deal. Well, Myles Garrett was also going 160, I believe. Here is Kevin Stefanski on Myles Garrett speeding.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. It's been addressed with Myles, with the football team. He needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others.
I agree with him. Now, have you ever been to Canada, Samter?
Plenty of times.
Stu, have you ever been to Canada?
Never been to Canada.
When I was in Banff in Canada, we did rent a car. And we were driving. Now, it's not miles per hour, it's kilometers per hour. And I'll tell you, when you look down and you see 100 kilometers per hour, which you're allowed to go, and you're driving, I look down like, oh my God, I'm going 100 miles per hour. And I did have a little bit of a freak out on the one time that I did drive on that trip.
On my old car, it randomly, there's a button that you could switch between miles and kilometers, and I accidentally hit it. So I was probably going like, you know, 60 on a highway or something, and I looked down and it said like one something. I was like, whoa.
Now, Santa, no. You've been to Canada. Stu, you haven't?
Have not, no.
Do you think they drive left side or right side?
No, they definitely drive the same side as us.
They definitely drive the same side as us, Zach.
Oh, you were asking.
I totally would not have gotten that right.
I wanted to see what he was going to say.
You've been to Canada. I thought you were talking to me.
No. I said you've been to Canada. Oh. Stu hasn't. Stu, what would you have said, though, if I just asked you that?
I would have said opposite side.
You would have?
I would have, yes.
And one of my friends asked that question before we got in the rental car. And I said, you're not in Italy. All right? You're in Banff. It was a five-hour flight to Calgary. Like, what? I was not anticipating the wheel to be on the right side of the car. It wasn't. It was on the left side, just to be clear. So, anyway, Cam Hayward. Remember when Cam Hayward, when Aaron Rodgers made his decision, be like, oh, you either want to be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers or you don't, and like pretty much you don't want the drama? Well, now Cam Hayward is bringing upon his own drama because he wants a new contract. This is Cam Hayward and why he's seeking a new deal.
Looking for my contract to be addressed. Honestly, looking to be valued. In my eyes, when I look around at my position, I think I'm like, 22nd as a D-tech on 36 as a D-lineman. You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. But to be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told him, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expecting you to come back. And you can look at the contract and see what it was. But, I think everybody kind of giggled a little bit. But in my heads, I used it as motivation to go out there and prove it.
And if you're the Steelers, right, you're quote-unquote all in this year, how don't you find a way to rectify this contract situation? Here is Matt LaFleur. We know that Jordan Love had surgery to repair a ligament injury in his left thumb. Matt LaFleur, will Love's injury impact his ability to play?
Only if it limits you in your ability to go out there and perform the task at hand. And from what I've, no pun intended there, from what I've been understanding, it's a pretty relatively quick recovery. So hopefully we'll be able to get him back out in some capacity sometime next week to work on and work through, because I've never personally dealt with a situation like this. So there's going to be some learning curve along the way in terms of how do we adapt and how do we adjust.
For injuries, it feels as if this story, if you're telling me your quarterback is going to have an injury, it's a nothing burger. If he could be back next week and you look at the season, we're still, 3 weeks away from the start of the season? That, to me, seems as if, okay, if your quarterback's going to get injured and it's going to happen once a year, and obviously it could happen more, that this, all thing considered, is not that bad. Here is Brian Gutekunst. He makes it clear this is not a long-term injury for Jordan Love.
I don't like any of our guys to miss time. I think it's important for all our guys to be out there. It certainly affects performance when you're not out there. But at the same time, I think we'll get him back in plenty of time. And I don't foresee this affecting him, you know, long term at all.
Let's go to Brandon Bean, the GM of the Buffalo Bills, on the James Cook extension.
You know, this was something that we had conversations back in the spring. We had to push pause and, you know, focus on the draft and other things, and something that we said we would try to revisit when we got to training camp. We've been here a while. You know, obviously we've been through things in the past, things that happened, distractions, and I think our, you know, the core of this team, yes, there's new players every year, but I think the core of this team, you know, knew what this was about.
All righty, let's keep it moving. Let's go to Dan Campbell. He was on the ticket in Detroit. He takes blame for the postseason failures.
There was a little part of me last year, I'm like, man, did I put such an emphasis on the one seed, playing at home, all these things, that it was almost like the set of circumstances, we had a bunch of injuries, that it was like, oh, we took a deep breath. And then, you know, it's like, oh, man, we reached one of those goals. But the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. Yeah. And so, you know, I just, in my own head, that I set us up for failure by...
That's how that clip ended? Oh, okay. That was just weird to me. I didn't know if Stu maybe cut that short. And by the way, that was on WXYZ TV in Detroit. I don't think Dan Campbell actually believes that. I think Dan Campbell's just doing that because a lot of people blame Jared Goff for the postseason failure last year. And he knows he needs Jared Goff to be great and maybe doesn't want him to be impacted or affected by that. So Dan Campbell's doing what a coach should do, and he's just taking all the blame and putting it on his shoulders and creating conversations that way. All right, let's go to Jason Kelsey. He announced that Taylor Swift is going to be on New Heights. This was on the New Heights podcast.
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. That's bullshit. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania. She is the most awarded artist in the history of the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, and iHeart Radio Music Awards.
Damn!
She has 14 Grammy Awards and is the only artist in the history to win Album of the Year 4 times. Last December, she wrapped up the Eras Tour, which spanned 149 shows across 51 cities, 5 continents. Damn. It was the most attended tour of all time.
Of all time.
I'm still going. Hold up. Her last album, The Torture Poets Department, set a record with 1.76 billion streams globally within the first week alone.
All right.
In the first week?
And as a fan of that guy on the Chiefs, she has 19 wins, 2 AFC titles, and a Super Bowl. Are you ready for it? Making your podcasting debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
That intro, Jason. Oh my God.
I've seen this before.
No, look, his soul has left his body.
I'm cramping.
No, that was so good. Thank you.
I tried, Tay.
Thank you for screaming for like 47 seconds. That was so nice. That was so sweet.
Tay, welcome to New Heights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on my favorite podcast. As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Yeah. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
See, that's a good line at the end. Now, sometimes people accuse me of being too loud. I don't understand why. But during that Jason Kelce intro, I take the headphones out of my ear for a little bit. That was loud. Now, I like Jason Kelce, right? I've been in the same private room as him at the casino during the Super Bowl, where it was Kylie Kelce, Jason Kelce, Bo Allen, Patrick Peterson, Bryant McFadden, and Zach Gelb. It was the six of us. Ask me who doesn't belong in that conversation. Definitely Brian McFadden. No. It's definitely me. I'm a little disappointed, though, with Jason Kelce. Stu, do you have any idea why I'm disappointed in Jason Kelce?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Samter?
No clue.
Okay. Would you say Jason Kelce is a man's man, right? You think he's the voice for a famous person, for the regular person, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Stu, you got any grays in that beard? Just wondering. I don't think so.
I might have a few. There are a few.
Sam, do you got any grays in your beard?
Oh, yeah.
That was a loaded question.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any non-grays in my beard anymore.
I have some gray as well. On the side of my cabeza, also on whatever I'm growing on my face right now. Jason Kelce, his face and his facial hair, now jet black. It is an awful dye job. Now, I don't know why he dyed it. If it's for a certain role in something, like a movie or that they want him to do that, okay, fine. But if it's just because he felt like it, Jason, there's nothing wrong with the little salt and pepper, brother. Nothing wrong whatsoever. And it's what makes Jason Kelce, what some people would say, is like big sexy. So I didn't like the look on Jason Kelce with that jet black beard. Literally looks like he took some shoe polish and just threw it on his chin. Not so good. Here is Ryan Grubb. He announces Ty Simpson as the starting quarterback.
I didn't know about the opening statement. Hey, guys, Ty Simpson's our starter. How's that? Pretty good? Okay, let it ride. What do we got?
Why is Ty Simpson your starter?
There we go. Good follow-up. Ty did a really nice job of, you know, taking care of the football. I think number one, like, I think Ty is an incredible playmaker on the move, and I think from there, guys like that, you worry, are they going to be able to train themselves to be able to take care of the football? And I just, even the room in general, Ty led that charge, but Ty didn't throw any picks last week. He's thrown one all camp. I think in general, the guys are understanding the concepts and control of the offense a lot better as a room, and Ty was the best at that.
And let's go to Ty Simpson on being named the Alabama starting quarterback.
It's a dream come true. You know, I came here out of high school wanting to be the starting quarterback, and I'm just excited, and I can't, you know, thank my teammates enough for making me look good, and I'm ready for the opportunity.
How happy are you now that you made the decision to stay with Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's abnormal for sure to, you know, not transfer in today's day and age, but, you know, I don't regret it at all. You know, I love being here. I love my teammates. I love this university. I learned a lot from the guys that played before me, like Bryce and Jalen. You know, I wouldn't be here
if it wasn't for them and then the guys behind me, like Keelan and Austin, you know, I think that they pushed me and made elevated my game to a game that it's never seen before.
So I have not made a Super Bowl prediction yet. I've not made a college football national championship game prediction yet. I am strongly considering picking Alabama to win it all. I think Kalen DeBoer is a phenomenal coach. I know it was disappointing last year because they didn't make the college football playoff. He took Washington to a national championship game. Alabama's offensive line is elite. I think the quarterback is going to be good enough. I think he'll be better, Ty Simpson, than Jalen Milroe was last year by far. Ryan Williams, one of the more talented players in all of college football. But most importantly, that defense. Alabama is one of, if not, and probably the best defense in the country entering this season. So they were eighth in the AP poll. That may be a little bit light for the Crimson Tide. All right, talking about college football, Andy Staples was on with Maggie and Perloff, where it was Maggie and Zach on the Infinity Sports Network. Listen to this little exchange I had with Andy Staples. USC is on this list, and we know how great the brand is of USC, but current day USC, right now, Lincoln Riley, this is a massive year for him. What are your expectations for him for this upcoming season?
This is not a massive year for him. He is has a buyout that is too expensive to do anything about, and if he goes 7-5, nobody cares. Nobody's firing him. They have a huge recruiting class coming in 2026. So, you know, look, they're probably going to be an average Big Ten team this year. If they're above average, that's good. That's probably better than they're expecting. And they've got a big class coming in next year. They like the guys they brought in this year. They have a quarterback named Husan Longstreet, who's a freshman, who he's not slated to start right now, but I wouldn't be shocked if he winds up starting by the end of the season. And so I think their arrow is kind of pointing toward the future. I don't know that they're good enough on both lines of scrimmage to be competitive at the top of the Big Ten this year.
Here's my problem with that. How do you just totally dismiss that this is a massive season for Lincoln Riley? Now, his justification is because he's not getting fired. Fine. But there's a lot of people that are starting not to believe that Lincoln Riley's that guy anymore. And if you're going to tell me they're just going to be an average team in the Big Ten, and if they go 7-5, no one will care? No one's going to care? This is USC we're talking about. This is Lincoln Riley we're talking about. If they go 7-5 this year, I think people are going to care, and people love negativity, and people love to be down on a person, so they'll crush Lincoln Riley. So I don't understand. I get what Andy Staples is saying, that, hey, he's not going to get fired. I agree with that. But it could still be a massive year for Lincoln Riley. Finally, I've not heard this yet. Tommy Brady was on the Youth Inc. podcast with Greg Olson. Oh, they were civil. And Tom Brady absolutely should be the number one guy in the booth over Greg Olson. Nothing against Greg Olson. He's really good calling games. But he's not Tom Brady. He's not the greatest quarterback of all time. Here is Tom Brady on the criticism of his first year that he's received in the broadcasting booth.
As long as I'm good with the man in the mirror that's looking back at me at the end of every day, I'm cool with it. I realize that not everyone's going to like it or love it. Some people may like it more than others.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But I'm trying my best. And if I try my best for me, that's how we should look at life. Whether you're a broadcaster, a football player, a teacher, or coach, or parent, I'm trying to be cool with the man in the mirror. I really am. I'm trying to be proud of the person that shows up and does my best, knowing that it's never going to be perfect. I'm always going to want to be a little bit better.
I see. Michael Jackson with the man in the mirror talk and all that stuff. I thought Brady was not great last year, but in the postseason, I thought he was really damn good. So, if you're telling me the regular season is underwhelming and then he was good in the postseason, that's fine by me. But he's making a lot of money, so that's and he's Tom Brady, so that's why people are going to just criticize him, because you got people like Samter who are going to be overly critical of Tommy Brady because Samter's still annoyed with how much Brady just destroyed and obliterated his football team in the New York Jets.
Well, that's why Mark Sanchez is the best color analyst in all of sports television right now. So, I mean, let's go Jets. No, but it's funny hearing someone like Tom Brady, who's the epitome of winning,
yeah,
the all-time winningest winner of all winning,
mm-hmm,
saying like, just try hard. That's all we can care about, is just try hard and try your best. I'm like, that's not the Tom Brady that I know.
By the way, you know how this is random, but you were speaking and it elicited the thought, and it popped back into my cabeza. You know how Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, releases his favorite child rankings? And he just did another one recently? I think we may have to bring your daughter on the show, Samter. So I got a adorable video through Mike from his 2.5-year-old daughter wishing me a happy birthday when my birthday was August 9th. And the last time I actually FaceTime with Alexandra, she was just saying for the rest of the night, Zach, to her beautiful mother. And Mike was a little jealous of that at the Super Bowl, where she's like, Where's Zach? Zach.
Uncle Zach.
Yeah, Uncle Zach too. I think Uncle Zach may be number two in the power rankings there. I think your wife is number one, Uncle Zach's two. Maybe Grandma and Grandpa three and four, then
Grandma and Grandpa Mike are one, five, and two, and everybody else is way behind them.
So am I three?
Yeah, you'll be three, and okay, then Susan will be four, and I'll take like number nine.
We're like the Cleveland Browns quarterback competition with this. You know, my obliques hurting, your hamstrings hurting. Grandma and Grandpa, though, they're sprinting to the finish line like they're Joe Flacco, for crying out
loud. Well, listen, Grandma and Grandpa are in their 80s, so I guess they're Joe Flacco, right? And I guess you might be Shador or Dylan Gabriel, and that makes me Kenny Pickett with my small hands.
Yeah, we'll take a timeout. This is Zach Gelch on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk John Mateer and John Gruden next. All right, it's Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Hour. We'll do this quickly before we get to a Marco Belletti sports flash. I think we should actually create some imaging. When we get something wrong on the show, I think maybe in the final segment, we kind of do some imaging and we play something quickly and you do like a correction. Kind of like what Tony Reale used to do back in the day on PTI with Michael Wolbon and Tony Kornheiser, where they did a little, the stat boy had the stat correction. So I was asking Stu earlier a question where Samter then rudely interrupted me and gave the answer when I was just asking Stu the question. But that's fine. Where I was in Banff in Canada, and a buddy of mine asked, as we were renting the car, where's the steering wheel you think in the car in Banff? Do you think it's on the right compared to where it is in America on the left? And I said, this isn't Italy. I thought in Italy, the steering wheel would be on the right. But Santer informed me, no, it's actually on the left in their cars, and it's England where the steering wheels are on the right. So that's a stack correction. I put my hand up, and I say that I ended up getting that one wrong. So you're very cultured there, Samter, I will say.
I've traveled the world. I've been to a variety of different countries all around the world.
I have never driven a car, be the one driving a car in Italy, because, no, I had my driver's license when I was in Italy, but we didn't have to drive a car. But they have very little cars in Italy, too. And I'll never forget this. When I was a high school student, we did a trip for spring break where you could apply for it and 15 or 20 people go to Italy, and I was one of the people that got in. And one of the teachers, not students, teachers, they wanted to see if a bunch of us could pick up the little car and move the car to the other side of the road. And we attempted to do that. We picked the car up in the air a little bit, but we were not able to move it to the other side of the road. And I didn't want to be an international criminal, so I elected to stop at that point. You know, Marco is not happy with this. He's like, you did that in the motherland? I could hear Marco right now. Marco is going to walk out of the studio, get the wooden spoon, and start hitting me in the tuchus with the wooden spoon.
Biggest beating I ever took. I laughed when the wooden spoon broke. Metal spoon came out. I don't remember much after that.
When you would get like a bath as a kid, so you remember when, did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
No?
I had some cousins that did. I never did.
I won't say which parent did it to me. But I got my, at a very young age, I guess I got my mouth washed out with soap. And when I was a little bit older, I guess I remembered that. And there was a situation where I guess we were in a hotel and there was some spare soap. And I put some in my hand and I went over to that adult that put soap in my mouth and put soap in that adult's mouth. That did not go over well, I will say.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Nor should it.
Did you ever use the spoon back at anyone that ever hit you with the spoon?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was dumb enough to hit my mother with a wooden spoon? Are you out of your mind?
I'm just asking.
I mean,
the streets were talking.
Again, I was dumb enough to laugh when she broke the, I mean, it was over my shoulder, my back, whatever it was. She hit me.
You were that jacked as a kid that you broke the spoon?
The thing snapped in half.
Oh.
And I laughed. I mean, hysterically is a bit much, but I laughed.
You're like, thank you, God.
No, I laughed. I just thought it was funny. It was like, all right, well, there's the end of that beating. And I thought it was going to go over at that point. I didn't realize that 30 seconds later, when she was going to return,
oh, yeah,
she was going to come back with the metal spoon. Mm. That didn't break.
You missed the wooden spoon, though.
That didn't break. No, the wooden spoon was better.
Do you have Venmo? I don't feel like you use Venmo at all.
No.
So, Samter, Stu, do you guys use Venmo at all?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah?
I do, but that's a hell of a transition from wooden spoons to Venmo.
I got to get back on topic at some point.
Are you trying
I thought
to,
you were going
to
give me money because you felt bad that I got the wooden spoon broken over me. I thought you were going
to
give me money.
Well, if I were to give you money, and let's say I was going to talk about the wooden spoon incident,
mm-hmm.
I would then make the caption wooden spoon, but I wouldn't make it public. I would make it private. So only you could see it and no one else could see it. So I guess people went down the rabbit hole of John Mateer's Venmo. And this is how you know the Hickey Hex is already going and descending upon the fine folks in the Oklahoma program. Because Hickey's all high on Oklahoma football and John Mateer. And now there's a gambling scandal with John Mateer. And I guess Hickey is lucky because John Mateer, it probably can't be proven that he gambled. But on his Venmo captions, when you're talking about specific games that you gambled on in 2022, allegedly, just so I don't get sued, I don't really see how you are able to spin it and say that you didn't. And now here's the thing where John Mateer is going to get lucky. Like, for example, when I was in college, right, in my fraternity house, there was a guy who was the bookie, right? He was the guy that we placed all our bets through. It was one of our friends. And if you lost the bet, you'd have to Venmo him. Now, I probably wouldn't put on that Venmo, hey, I lost a bet in a USC-UCLA football game. I'd probably do, like, let's say $20 and then come up with a creative caption or use an emoji. But
since it's not like DraftKings or FanDuel where I have the account and they can link that to me, there's really going to be no way to prove that John Mateer was actually gambling. So that's why when he comes out with the statement the other day, hey, it was just a joke and it was an inside joke and I wasn't actually gambling, he could say that, but I don't think anyone believes him. For example, if you put a gun to my head and you said, Zach, do you think John Mateer was gambling? Yes, I do think he was gambling. But I don't think there's going to be an actual way, even though we basically have the gun to prove that it was his gun, even though the caption is right there. So I don't think much will come out of that. So now we'll just have to see Oklahoma fail just based off pure hickey, not on John Mateer actually gambling. And also, I saw John Gruden said he would die to coach in the SEC. Auburn, I think that's a school to monitor for John Gruden. I thought they should have hired Coach Prime a few years ago. Hugh Freeze has not been good. I do not think Hugh Freeze is going to have a good season this year. I think they're going to be a 6-win football team. John Gruden is begging for a job right now. And I know he has this whole situation with the NFL, which right now it looks like he's actually winning. I don't think he's going to be a head coach again in the NFL, but college, ooh, I would love John Gruden in college. All righty, we'll come on back with a Take 5 Wednesday. What are the top 5 biggest storylines in college football entering this season? I have 5 answers for you next. Update time first. Get your wooden spoon out. Here's Marco Belletti. Alrighty, it's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, and it's brought to you by our good friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And today's question is from Christian in Little Rock. What was your biggest takeaway from the first week of preseason action? You could submit a question by tweeting at INFSportsHeader, at Zach Gelb, using the hashtag Ask the Pros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Trevor Henderson's going to be good. That's one impression, but really... Shador Sanders have never fell to the fifth round. I know he has a oblique injury. I know we could talk about the pre-draft process, which he did not handle well. And I know it's only one game, but for the way that he played and what he has done in his college career, and then what you saw with basically no reps with the ones and what he did in that first preseason game, at the worst case scenario, he should have been a second round pick. So that's my biggest takeaway. I also saw Bella B in Calgary. She did send me an Ask the Pros question of the day. So we'll give you 2 here. Hi, Zach. What was your favorite part about Banff? And I got to give a big shout out to Bella B in Calgary. I stayed a night in Calgary and she recommended me a restaurant actually on the night of my birthday to go to. And I went to the restaurant. It was very good. I would say that my 2 favorite parts of Banff was Lake Moraine was phenomenal. It's either, I think it's Moraine Lake. There was Lake Louise, and it's either Lake Moraine or Moraine Lake. Either way, it's Moraine Lake. That lake was stupid cool. People said, oh, wow, the Instagram filter you use is awesome. No, I didn't use an Instagram filter. That's what it looked like at Moraine Lake. And also, let's just say if you're going to a certain store, the price conversion, if you use a credit card that got sent back to the U.S., and the Canadians that gets used, very, very, very good in your favor. That was also good. So if you were trying to do some activities that Stu likes to do that I may or may not have been participating in, we ended up getting a very good bang for our buck. But that was my favorite part of the trip. I had a great bison burger too. Oh, and you know what? There was this one place we went to where they did they have a house-made key lime pie. Oh, boy. It was some of the best key lime pie I've ever had. Oh, I should have brought this up to John Jansen. His coach, Jim Costa, oh, I can't believe I didn't bring this up. He went to Banff as well a month ago. He said, food sucks. That's why Jim Costa's a little skinny guy, all right? Tall guy, but a skinny guy. Food was very good in Banff. So either he just doesn't know how to eat well, he doesn't know where to eat. But anyway, it is a Wednesday, so let's get to a Take 5 Wednesday right here on the Zach Gelb Show.
The football season might be over.
What, over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
But don't you worry. There are still rankings to be made.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
So get ready as Zach gives you his top 5 in this week's special edition of Take 5 Wednesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff.
Alrighty, I'm going to give you the 5 biggest college football storylines entering this season. We basically had an entire summer to digest this. Let me give you the 5 right now. In at number 5, it's Penn State James Franklin Drew Aller. You have a great opportunity to win a national championship this year. I think you can win it this year. And all the other years, I say your participation in State University, and I don't believe in you when the games actually matter. I don't think you are able to win them. This year, I think you got a chance to do so. So can Penn State win a national championship in a number five? In a number four, no Travis Hunter, no Shedeur Sanders. I know Coach Prime has been going through some health issues. We continue to wish him nothing but the best in the health department. But on the field, since he's cleared to coach and he's good to go and his health is now in a better spot, I'm very curious to see what Coach Prime's football team is going to look like this year. I think 7 wins or more is a successful season for Coach Prime. If they get 7 wins, I think we should be praising him for the job that he did this upcoming season. And at number three, Bill Belichick. Chapel Bill. The hill that Jordan Hudson built. Bill Belichick the hoodie is making his debut in college. I have no clue what to expect at UNC. I look at their schedule, and I don't think it's a tough schedule. Bill Belichick, year one, I'm fascinated by how we're going to be talking about him at the end of the year. And at number two, Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Second year replacing Nick Saban. Year one, you had a great victory up against Georgia. Unfortunately, you lost to Tennessee. You lost to Vanderbilt. You lost to Oklahoma, and you missed out in the college football playoff. Alabama can win a national championship this year. And there is a ton of pressure on Kalen DeBoer not only to make the college football playoff, but do some damage in the college football playoff. And he named Ty Simpson his starting quarterback the other day. And at number one, Arch. Arch, 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 Arch. It's all about Arch. Number one in the coaches poll. Number one in the AP poll. Arch and Sark. Sark and Arch. Arch, 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 Arch. What is Arch Manning going to do in his first true season as a starting quarterback in college? And at number five, it's Penn State. Can they win it all? Four, what is Coach Prime going to look like this year? Number three, what is Bill Belichick going to look like this year at UNC in his debut season? Two, Alabama and the pressure on Kalen DeBoer. And in at number one, it is Arch Manning. Samter, speak now, forever hold your peace.
I mean, you can't forget about the LSU family with all the expectations in Baton Rouge. I'm surprised Brian Kelly's not on this list.
Here's the thing. There is pressure on Brian Kelly. And the reason why I didn't put him in the top five, and I know you could say, oh, you put Coach Prime in there, you don't think Coach Prime could win a national championship. Oh, I put Bill Belichick in there, I don't think Bill Belichick could win a national championship. But Prime's a bigger name right now in the year of 2025 than Brian Kelly. Bill Belichick's a bigger name in the year of 2025 than Brian Kelly. And for me, my expectation for LSU this year, my question is, can they just make the college football playoff? Brian Kelly went to LSU to win a national championship. Three coaches have done so at LSU since 2000. Saban, Orgeron, go Tigers, and Les Miles. It's just, I've already am out on Brian Kelly in terms of him winning a national championship at LSU. So that's why I didn't put him there in the top five.
I'm here with my family.
Oh, my God. My family. Oh, gather around with my family.
Family.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know another guy that you absolutely love, Dabo Swinney. A lot of expectations there for him and Cade Klubnik.
So I thought about Dabo, and I do think Clemson this year can absolutely win a national championship, Dabo and Cade Klubnik. Here's the thing, though. If Dabo gets to the Final Four of the college football playoff, and let's say they lose on a last-second field goal to Ohio State, are we really shredding Dabo? Are we really shredding Clemson? It's a missed opportunity, but I don't think we're shredding them. And that's why it failed in terms of a top five storyline for college football this year for me.
Okay. And then just overall, I mean, obviously Arch is the big quarterback storyline, but whether it's DJ Lagway or Lenora Sellers or Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, just who the best quarterback is, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, those kinds of questions as we move forward.
So it is a good one. I already gave you Arch. I gave you Drew Aller and Penn State and James Franklin a little bit, so I hit two quarterbacks there. Ty Simpson's a part of the story with Alabama. There's just no clear cut, in my opinion, the guy that everyone feels confident is the best quarterback in the country. I think right now most people think it's Cade Klubnik, but they go, oh, Cade's just really good. Now, some of those other guys, they can be elite. Lenora Sellers, DJ Lagway. I kind of think Florida's going to be a little bit disappointing. South Carolina, it feels like their ceiling is just making the college football playoff. So I do think there's even some limitations if one of those guys do pop off. If it's Arch, then I already met it. And then that would be one of the craziest things we've ever seen because of how much attention there's already there about Arch.
And then the last one, real quick. I mean, everyone's talking about all these other teams. No one's talking about Ohio State Buckeyes repeat and Ryan Day winning a second back-to-back title. That seems to be a possibility. As
you want
to
know what, though? It's not even the biggest storyline for Ohio State this year.
What is?
It's can they beat Michigan?
That's a great point.
I'm being serious because they just won the national championship. If they don't win another national championship this year, are we crushing them? No. But if they lose to Michigan for what would be the fifth straight year, man, even after winning a national championship, that's ugly, ugly, ugly for Ryan Day. Big thanks to Nathan Zagora. Big thanks to John Jansen. Big thanks to Stu. Big thanks to Samter. Big thanks to Marco Belletti. But most importantly, each and every one of you. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific time, right here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.